As the world watches the Islamic State, ISIS, move across Iraq and Syria, and today even threaten parts of Turkey, one big fear that Western governments face is homegrown Muslims with passports going off to join the group and maybe coming back home. And if that's the case, then it's also the case that at least some of those American or British Muslims are converts, Westerners, young men who've adopted Islam and then ingested a very radicalized or poisonous form of Islam. But how do young men and women from the West get caught up in radical Islamic movements? These are far from rhetorical questions for our next guest, Rob Leach. Rob Leach is a filmmaker, and over the past few years, he's been documenting the conversion of his white British stepbrother into a radical Muslim and ultimately a convicted terrorist in the UK. Last year, Leach's stepbrother, Richard Dart, now known as Salahuddin, was jailed in the UK for his role in preparing acts of terrorism. Leach's latest film for the BBC is called My Brother, the Terrorist, and Rob Leach joins me now. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
It's good to have you. Give us a little bit of background on your stepbrother, because the film dips into your childhood together in the South England country of Dorset, not the place where most people think Islamic radicals come from.
Yeah, I think that's usually the most surprising thing when people hear about the story. We grew up together in a seaside town, a sort of quintessential English seaside town. And I suppose it was like growing up in a little bit of a sort of bubble in a way.
Well, you and Richard had that in common, but in adulthood, it's clear you went in very different directions, Rob Leach. Let's play a clip from your film. Here's Richard Dart, Salahuddin, talking to you about his own conversion. Listen.
The people that I study with and myself, we have a different belief in a sense to what many other Muslims seem to believe.
You're jihadists.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I support the concept of jihad as part of being a Muslim. It's very important that the Sharia is implemented, and I support it wholeheartedly.
There's young Richard Dart, now Salahuddin, who grew up right with you in Weymouth in the south of England, Rob Leach, who says he believes in the concept of jihad and Sharia. I don't know if you can really get your own head around it yet, how young Richard became Salahuddin, who now says that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was, it's very hard for me to look at Richard, the boy who I grew up with, even now, after sort of this kind of long journey I've been on. It's hard for me to really understand how it happened.
Because in this film, Rob Leach, you really try to go down the road of finding out the seed, who's responsible for your brother's conversion. How much is he responsible? His compatriots in the Muslim community. There's a leader we'll talk about named Anjum Chowdhury as well. But all of those things in your sleuthing, it's really about your brother and his life. I mean, you know him better than anyone else in this story. Did you ever really figure out what was going on with him?
I never really kind of, there was never sort of a single moment, like an epiphany moment or anything like that, where I can say that was when Richard changed. And I think with anyone who becomes radicalized, I think it's kind of a long process, and it probably begins very, very early on. And in Richard's case, I think it's, everyone sort of likes to point the finger at Anjum Chowdhury, the gentleman you mentioned. He's the one who converted Richard. It's very easy to point at him and say, you know, it's his fault. But, you know, Richard went seeking that out. And I think with Richard, it probably had more to do with, his father, who I never met, leaving home when he was very young and sort of moving to another country. And honestly, I think now, I mean, this is post-film, and I've thought about it more. I think it's probably got to do with his relationship with his father. And I think that's the same for most of these guys who become radicalized. They're vulnerable to that, and I think to the kind of extreme ideologues like Anjum Chowdhury and the kind of narrative which they provide them.
Well, if you want to talk about the father figures in this story, we have to talk about Anjum Chowdhury. Now, he's very, very well known in the UK as a radical Islamist preacher and cleric and activist. Most Americans probably don't know who he is or have only had a passing encounter with Anjem Chowdhury, but he takes a lot of media requests. You didn't have any trouble getting hold of him, and your brother knew him very well. Let's listen to a little bit of Anjem Chowdhury in his own words.
What is a true democracy? Maybe Germany under Hitler was a true democracy?
That was a dictatorship.
Oh, and Britain is not a dictatorship.
It's not Nazi Germany.
Well, it's bad in many respects. There's a lot of oppression, racism. I mean, talk to the average Muslim about how he stopped at the airport under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act.
I understand, about nine hours. I speak to a lot of Muslims, and I know that it's difficult.
Are rummaging through your underwear and all your personal belongings.
I'm not saying that's right.
That's as bad as Nazi Germany. You might as well be in a Nazi Germany concentration camp when you come to Gatwick or Heathrow Airport, the way that they treat you.
Rob Leach, there's Anjem Chowdhury, a powerful personality. Does he convince young Muslims like your brother that they're living in a state that's, you know, the same as Auschwitz?
I think he was exaggerating there to get a point across. But yeah, he's a very charismatic sort of leader, father figure, who is a huge influence on these young, kind of vulnerable men who are looking for something which he can provide them, and he knows he can provide them with it. He knows which buttons to press, because these guys, they are essentially lost. Like I said before, you know, they're searching for, they want to feel special. They don't feel like they've got a stake in society. And what Anjem offers them is a stake in something much bigger than that in some ways for them.
Well, Rob Leach, at the end of your film, your brother has refused to see you in prison despite your attempts to visit. In the aftermath here, have you seen him? Has he agreed to see you?
I still have not been able to communicate with him. It's going to be very strange when he finally comes out of prison and I get to sort of sit down and talk with him.
Rob Leach is the filmmaker behind the BBC's documentary My Brother the Terrorist, and before that, My Brother the Islamist. Last year, Leach's brother Richard Dart, now known as Salahuddin al-Brittani, jailed in the UK for his role in preparing acts of terrorism. Rob Leach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And we're asking you today, has religion brought your family closer together or driven them further apart? From Brentwood in New York, I'm a Jew who's married to a Christian. We have two boys, and I insisted they go to Hebrew school so that they could be bar mitzvah. The difference in our religious backgrounds has been detrimental to the quality of our marriage.
Hi, this is Sue from Vermont. After I had grown up and moved away from home, I realized that my parents' approval of me had been heavily dependent on following their religious views. Over the course of the next few years, they realized my views were departing from theirs, and they began treating me like a lost sheep, someone who needed intercession and prayers. The only thing I suffer is knowing my parents' love was, in fact, conditional after all, based on whether or not I was a Christian. So it was not until after they died that I revealed I am no longer a Christian, but spiritually so much more.
This is Julie from New Jersey. I was brought up Jewish and moved away from my faith in my 20s. When I became a single parent, I found a home in a wonderful synagogue. We stayed there for 12 years, and my extended family still thinks of me as learned and observant. What they don't know is that the real spiritual glue in my immediate family was Wicca. We balanced patriarchal Judaism with love of Mother Earth, and that made my daughters feel that their lives were much more relevant.
Well, this comes to us from Redwood City in California. Two generations ago, my family was united in faith. Now my family is united nearly all in free thought. Just like attitudes about gay marriage, religious ideas are changing in America. And we got this from Portland in Oregon. I came from a large, very conservative Catholic family. My generation of the family is mostly in our mid-20s to mid-30s and often found ourselves at odds with our parents about politics and especially about social issues. I have a gay sibling and gay cousins that frequently find themselves on the receiving end of a passive but cruel statements. Because of my father's extreme views of biblical gender roles, we've not spoken since I left for college roughly 18 years ago. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and be part of this conversation. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thetakeaway.